I'm Elizabeth Reese.
I'm Marjorie Punnett.
And this is The Nest. Mini little episodes of Best to the Nest that are all about the delightful and delicious things that make our homes just where we want to be. Because isn't that the key, Marjorie? We
always
want it to be fabulous at our house. That's the sanctuary. You can't leave the nest and accomplish what you want to accomplish if your nest isn't in tip-top shape.
Tip-top. I love that word. How do we get tip-top?
You know, we were talking this week with my mom, Susie, who's an interior designer, and I think it was really helpful to get some tangible ways to make your home really reflect who you are. And the key was intention and being intentional about what you're bringing into your home and where you're putting it and making sure that it reflects who you are. And boy, let me tell you, when it comes to home design, the best place for me to go for inspiration right now is Instagram.
I love that. It's
just like the most fun place to scroll and to find people to follow that inspire you. So on The Nest, I have a couple of places that I think and people that you should be following on Instagram to get some design inspiration.
Tell me.
Okay, so I've got two. Number one is Patty Cake Wagner. Okay, patty cake,
what?
Like as in patty cake, patty cake.
Okay.
So Patty Wagner is a designer in the Twin Cities. She actually was my mom's assistant, like when she was 20. And they worked together for a very, very short time. But Patty has gone on to become a designer for Target. She designs a lot of like houseware and plates and dinnerware and things
fun.
Like that. And her Instagram account is Patty Cake Wagner. And she just posts really lovely, inspirational images of her home. And then also she does this My House Crush Monday thing where she goes around town, and when she's on walks with her kids and just like wandering around town, she takes photos of homes that she really loves, and then she posts them, and she posts what she loves about them. My House Crush Monday.
Oh, that's great.
So I've gotten to know Patty, and I've actually gone into some of her My House Crush Monday homes and gotten to meet the homeowners and done stories on them for Twin Cities Live, because when she posts their home to her 154,000 followers on Instagram, people will go, oh my gosh, you posted my home. Thank you so much. Do you want to come over and see inside? And then and then she calls me and she's like, do you want to come with me? And I'm like, oh heck
yes,
yeah.
I do.
So Patty Cake Wagner, I think she's a great follow. She's also really helpful if you have, you know, she's got little kids. And so sometimes I think the idea of like, how do I have a pulled together home when I have really tiny people running around terrorizing it? She, you know, she's realistic about being like, okay, my house doesn't always look this way, but she's got great ideas for kids' rooms and simplifying your home. And she has a really sweet, like an aesthetic that I think you would love, Marjorie, because it's sort of like a clean slash warm slash a little bit vintagey aesthetic.
Oh, I do love that.
To it.
And that thing about having kids and your home, I think that was one of the questions I was going to ask your mom. And when we have her back, we'll talk about it. Is I think there's a tendency for some people to sort of give over their home to the kids.
Yeah.
Because it's just easier.
Yeah.
You know, just let them have it. Let them have the living room for all of their, you know, Fisher Price kitchen sets or race, you know, tracks or whatever. And I think there's a way not to do that that still allows kids to have some equity in the space that they live in. But I think it takes an eye on how to do that in a clever way.
I totally agree.
So that's interesting.
So my second Instagram follow on this episode of The Nest that is someone I think that you should be following. Now, this is another interior designer who I love. She's a friend of mine, and her name is Bria Hamel. Okay, so Bria, B-R-I-A, and Hamel, H-A-M-M-E-L. So Bria Hamel Interiors is her Instagram page. She is fabulous. I mean, the design inspiration, when you look at her feed, it is wonderful. It's a little bit more traditional and not as like vintagey as Patty. And she has some really great ways to incorporate color into your home. I think
that can feel
overwhelming for people to try to figure out like, where should I do color? What color should I be doing? And when you look at her feed, you'll see just like some playful, fun touches of color that are really inspiring. And then also great finishes. Like if you're looking for inspiration on going, hey, I want to switch out my, you know, my drawer pulls or my cabinet pulls or something, which is like such an easy fix that can be inexpensive versus getting all new cabinets, which side note is very expensive.
Yes.
She has really good ideas of like looking at those and going, oh, that looks really fresh. And
And so, tells you where to get all those things?
Some of them she tells you where to get them. Some of them it's just going to be some inspiration. But she does right. do some sourcing on her Instagram. Nice. I'm looking at the feed right now. So Patty Cake Wagner and Bria Hamill Interiors. And I'll post those on the Best to the Nest Instagram page so that you know where to look. I'll do a little reposting of some of their stuff.
And I've got a couple of websites. As you said, sort of my aesthetic is, and I try and get away from it, but I always end up back with it, is sort of vintagey.
Yeah.
I have this thing about stuff that's got karma.
I know.
I've got a thing about touching something that someone else has touched and lived through and that's had a life of its own already. So one of the websites that I'm loving right now is something called Everything But the House.
Ooh.
Do you know this?
No.
It's an auction site. And so it was started by a person who was just doing estate sales. And in Ohio, it's actually out of Ohio. So they were doing estate sales and they're like, well, I should be doing this online. And so they do curated sales online of people's homes. So you can go to this site and not a lot, but every so once in a while, a celebrity will sell everything in their house. They'll get bored. Diane Keaton did one.
Cool.
On Everything But the House. So you could buy like Diane Keaton's end table. It is kind of cool. But I don't go there. So they'll sell whole estates. So it's like going to an estate sale, you know, from your living room. They'll sell whole estates. The problem with Everything But the House is it's not the place to buy vintage furniture.
Yeah.
Because the shipping's insane.
So expensive.
It's so expensive. But what it is great for are accessories.
Yeah.
So for Ian's birthday 1 year, I bought him, I think 2 years ago, I bought him... It was just a collection of old Kodak cameras from the early 1900s.
Cool.
Because his grandfather, it would have been his grandfather, was head chemist for Kodak in the 30s and 40s.
Okay, that's awesome.
And so there's a lot of Kodak history in my husband's family. He was one of the first developers of, this will sound weird, of the color plate formula for color film.
Wow.
Yeah, so it's kind of cool. So there's a lot of history for him in that. And so in our house in Kansas, we have these little shelves, and each one of the shelves has one of those old vintage cameras on it.
Okay, that's a really cool idea. And this website is sweet. So it's ebth.com.
There you go. And it's really, I don't buy a lot of stuff here. I really don't. I'll go and I'll look. If I'm bored, I'll go look through what sales are going on. If I'm looking for a present, something special, I'll go and sort of see if I can find anything there for my mom or something that she might find interesting. But it's really, I can only recommend it for accessories, because sometimes they'll have like a really sweet piece of furniture and I want it and I'll go to the shipping and the shipping's like $400.
Oh,
it's
I
like,
know.
No,
I'm
not going to do that.
I can't.
I'm
do
not going
to
do that.
Yeah, that's crazy.
But for accessories and for jewelry, it's really, I like charm bracelets. So I always find these really cool, you know, sterling silver charm bracelets on there that I'll get. I have about six of them, so I might have a problem. But that's a fun one. Another quick one. I don't know if you've ever been to Overstock.com.
I love it. Yep.
You know what? You've got to look carefully, especially if you're going to buy furniture there, because shipping is free on big pieces of furniture. But you have to be careful.
You got to watch the reviews, I think.
Yep. That's exactly right. I don't recommend buying upholstered furniture necessarily on that site. But we have bought, we've gotten great tables. Great. We've got this really carved, round big table that we have in the middle of our sectional, which I got for like $150.
Yeah.
And I saw it at a high design sort of website. It was $900.
Oh my gosh.
So you can find the bargains there. I have found enough there that I feel like I can recommend that. So those would be the two. Oh, and one last thing. Your mom actually mentioned this on our previous podcast. I cannot recommend this enough. Go to high-end consignment stores.
Yes.
We furnished our whole house in Kansas from high-end consignment stores. And got some absolutely beautiful, stunning pieces at amazing prices. A couch, which you just wouldn't even believe, stunning, you know, leather covered, good thick leather with this really kind of funky upholstery, $550.
Oh, that's the way to do it.
Yeah. So check out high-end consignment stores. That's always, always fun. And remember, all the furniture, all the off-gassing has already taken place.
I know. That's real deal, sister.
It's true.
I know.
It's true.
That is real deal. Okay, we'll post all of our recommendations from this episode of The Nest on our Instagram account, which is Best to the Nest. So if you heard it and then are like, wait, what were they talking about again? Just go there and we'll help you click through and get you some links.
We say that all the time. Wait, what were they talking about?
Wait, I say that about myself. Wait, what?
What?
What? All right, until next week, my darling.
Yes, dear.
Catch you
Bye,
later.
Bye, y'all.